Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond, and welcome to November 1. Well, I'm going to talk about the number 1 initially because it is the first day, but it's number 1 on your calendar. What's special about number 1? Well, it is the first number. Usually when we're counting, we don't usually start with 0. We usually start with 1. So it's a pretty important one. And when you think about how many times you use the number 1 or such and such team is number 1. Sometimes we say it's first place, but often we say number 1. We talk about almost anything that we want to kind of highlight and say that it's important. We go, it's number 1. In French playing cards, the ace is marked with a 1 instead of an A. A cyclops, we're talking about things that are number ones or only or a single. A cyclops is a creature with one eye, and a dromedary is a camel with only one hump. There are lots of things that are there's only one of, such as there's only one planet Earth, there's only one Atlantic Ocean, and gosh, almost most important, there's only one you. That means all of those things are unique, including you. Words beginning with uni often mean that there's only one. For example, unicycles have one wheel. Unicorns have one horn. Unisex means the two sexes appearing as one. And also the other part of a word that we often see meaning one is mono. So there's a monocle, which is an eyeglass with one lens, a monorail, which is a railway where the track consists of one single track, one single rail. Monochrome means using only one color. Chemical names often include mono. For example, carbon monoxide is a poisonous gas whose molecules have only one atom of oxygen. Something else about the letters A, B, C, D, E, M, T, U, V, W, and Y all have only one line of symmetry. So you have to think about that a little bit. Those letters are with only one line of symmetry, A, B, C, D, E, and then we skip to M, T, U, V, W, and Y. So when you write the other letters, they have more than one line of symmetry. Here's a little tricky thing that you can have somebody do. All you need is a long strip of paper, and it's called a Mobius strip. It only has one edge and one surface, but you could make one very simply. Take a long strip of narrow paper. It could be like an inch wide. It can be narrow, more narrow than that, wider than that, but that's an easy one to work with. Maybe a couple feet long, or it could be shorter than that. No special length here. Give it one twist before you join the ends together. Ask one of your friends to color one side of the strip red and the other side green. This turns out to be impossible because the strip has only one side. Hey, that's an interesting thing for you to try. And also, it could be something that really caused some people frustration. Hey, I can't do that. Also, if you're into math, I'm not, but I thought this was sort of an interesting mathematical possibility, which has some uses, some practical uses. It's called Benford's Law, because this man figured it out, states that in a huge assortment of number sequences in listings, like the telephone listings, table of statistics, random samples from a day's stock quotation, a tournament's tennis scores, almost any series of numbers, the digit 1 tends to occur with a probability of more than 30%. Well, remember, there's only 9 single digits, so if you just average that out, it shouldn't be more than 11.1%. But the number 1 will likely appear more than 30% of the time. Well, now, what practical use does that have? Well, folks that study various things like tax reports and other kinds of reports where they do audits, if that isn't true, if that number 1 isn't there more than 30%, they say, there's something wrong here. We need to go back and do a more detailed audit. So if you're into math and you would like to check those things out, you could look at a series of numbers and see if that is true in the case you're looking at. Well, that's number one. Number one day of November. Number one, thinking about just interesting facts to me, interesting facts about that number. Well, what about November? Because today is November 1 on your calendar. Of course, you know it is the 11th month of the year, and it came from the Latin word meaning nine when January and February were added to the Roman calendar. November is our beginning of winter. Ooh, we don't like to say that. But in the southern hemisphere, it is like May. So I think I said that wrong. Therefore, November in the southern hemisphere is the equivalent of May, yes. In the northern hemisphere, it's the other way. That's us. Here's something you could check out. November starts on the same day of the week as February in common years and March every year. So you can check back and see if that's true on your calendar. November ends on the same day of the week as August every year. Okay, what's happening in November? Well, All Saints Day is today. Yesterday was All Hallows Day or Halloween, but today is All Saints Day. In Ireland, November 1 is regarded as the first day of winter. Well, it could be here for us tomorrow, whether you're here or in Ireland. It may be kind of the first day of winter here, but maybe not. Now is the best time. So, November 10th, as we look ahead, is the birthday of the United States Marine Corps. And International Men's Day is commemorated on November 19th. You probably don't have that marked in your calendar, but maybe we need to pay more attention to that. Here's a new one that you may want to ignore, depending on how your feelings and your thinking. Transgender Day of Remembrance is on November 20th, but it only started in 1999. Here's a positive day. National Adoption Day is November 21. And, of course, a little later this month, we will all be celebrating Thanksgiving on the fourth Thursday in November. Puerto Rico also observes Thanksgiving on the fourth Thursday of November. Well, what about other observances in November? Some of these, of course, they're month-long observances. Again, some of them may be very important to you, and others you may never have heard of. November is Native American Heritage Month. It's Pancreatic Cancer Awareness Month. Also, COPD Awareness Month. November is National Novel Writing Month. And it is Alzheimer's Disease Awareness Month. Also, American Diabetes Month. Many of these do have to do with health, as we want to, as folks who are concerned about prevention and treatment want to bring that information to the fore. So November is also Lung Cancer Awareness Month, and it is National Homeless Youth Awareness Month, Crohn's and Colitis Awareness Month. Now here's one that I'm guessing maybe hasn't been around a really long time, National Pomegranate Month in the United States. We're seeing more and more advertising related to pomegranates and how healthy they are for us. In the past, we couldn't even find pomegranate juice on most grocery store shelves. We couldn't find the real deal pomegranates. Now we find it not only to eat, but in shampoos and lotions and so on, as somebody decided they were very healthy for us and had lots of advantages. And so pomegranates are kind of the fruit of the month, the fruit that's in the news. Also, November is International Drum Month. Well, I hope that you make November your special month, no matter what's going on. If you don't want to celebrate any of these months, you don't have a birthday, but, you know, hey, we can all celebrate every day, and especially as we're coming up on Thanksgiving, we can think about what's going to happen in November. So, until next time, I just wish you a happy November 1st and a happy November month.